All right, we're right in the middle of a second date, and if you missed the first part, Penny is on the phone, and she's upset because she's not getting a call back from a middle schooler that she went on a date with.
No, you're saying that's so wrong.
Sorry. Yeah. I should probably clarify.
Yeah. Please.
Penny, unless you don't want me to clarify.
No, please do.
Okay. Penny went out with a dude named Christian. They actually know each other from middle school. She saw him at a fair, and she yelled out his name. She was like, hey, Christian, and he didn't really remember her until they started talking. They ended up going out to dinner and having a fun time. She does think the reason that he might not be calling back is because one of her friends kind of showed up and sat down for like 15 minutes in the middle of the date, and it might have been kind of strange. But other than that, we have no idea why he's blown her off.
I think that you are going to get a second date out of this and that there's some like reasonable explanation for all of it.
I hope so, because like he's really cute and funny, and I don't know. It'd be nice to see him again.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to dial his phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Christian, please?
Yeah, this is Christian. Who's this?
Oh, Christian, cool. I just want to say that you don't know me, but I know you very well.
Okay, that comes off creepy.
What is this?
What is this?
Who's calling?
Who's calling? That's a really loaded question,
dude, just
Christian.
Tell him. What the...
Who is anybody, really? You know?
God, don't get philosophical.
I mean, who are we all?
Look,
like,
I don't have a lot of time. I'm on lunch. I just love to know what's going on.
All right, well, I was trying to give you some food for thought over your lunch break, but I guess not, Christian.
Oh, God.
Christian, my name's Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Okay, and that would be why I started off the phone call with stupid jokes instead of just having a conversation.
Is there something you guys need from me?
Yeah, he's like, you're an expert on this, so I get
what
it.
What do we all need, funny. Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we need
Drop
in life?
Drop the joke. The joke is over.
Yes.
He's gonna hang up, dude.
Christian, yeah. Don't hang up. There is something that we need from you. We actually got an email about you from one of our listeners, and they asked us to call you.
Really? Are you being serious?
I don't know, Christian. What is...
Yes!
Yes!
Being serious. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I don't even have the patience for him right
now,
Christian. I'm sorry.
Christian, I'm being serious. One of our listeners emailed us because they wanted us to contact you.
All right. Who?
Her name is Penny, and you guys actually know each other from middle school, and then you guys went out on a date a little while ago.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I want Penny to leave me alone.
No, that is not the response I was hoping for, Christian.
What?
Christian.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. No offense to you, but I don't need to hear from her again.
You don't? Well, why? Why are you so upset?
Yeah.
We talked to her. She sounded nice.
She scammed me. I don't know. That's all I have to say.
What do you mean she scammed you? She said you guys had a lovely dinner date and that you're cute and you make her laugh. Like, whoa, what a scam.
That's really sweet of her, but that is not how our night went.
What?
Well, what happened? Because we talked to her and she said everything was cool.
Well, did she tell you about her friend who sat down at the table?
She did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did she tell you that they attempted to scam me?
No, she...
How?
She didn't tell us that. What do you mean?
Well, both of them were clearly part of some, you know, those things, like multi-level marketing schemes, like pyramid schemes, you know, and they tried to run one on me at the table.
What? What? Whoa. They like tried to get you to buy some cleaning products or like a pair of like ladies' tights or something and you weren't into it?
No, actually, it was water filters.
Oh, you're kidding.
They're trying to sell you water filters?
Yeah, not a joke. Like, they were trying to sell me some pure as Amazonian rainwater water filters.
Look, man, it sounds like you're upset about that. I think it sounds fabulous.
No. Oh, come on.
On a date, it's
Are
not.
You sure you didn't just misconstrue what they were talking about their work and you just thought that they were pitching you or something?
It was just way too coincidental. Like, oh, her friend comes over to the table. Oh, they both love selling water filters. Oh, they want me to sell water filters. Oh, you have a pamphlet on how to sell water filters.
Oh, wow. What's next? Okay.
Excuse me, Christian. This is Penny on the phone. Oh. I don't feel like I'm really being fairly represented right now. Am I allowed to cut in?
No.
Well, if you weren't, you just did. So that's fine. You're on the phone now.
Well, I feel like I'm being dragged in the mud, and I want to defend myself.
Why is she on the phone? Are you? Is this all part of the scam? Are you all trying to sell me water filters? Well,
no, Christian. Not yet. Not yet. At least we're not in the water filter business. But it sounds like Penny is. But we did sort of scam you because, yeah, she's been on the phone listening this whole time.
I'm just, like, really surprised, Chris. Like, that just sounds... I feel like you're making it sound like I was there to sell you a water filter. It was like my friend just happened to be there. Mm. And it's like, just because we like what we do doesn't mean that we're trying to sell you a water filter or like make you a water filter salesman. Like, do I think it's like a really great gig? Yes. But like, you don't have to.
Listen, you got to put yourself in my shoes. It was all way too coincidental in there, Penny. Like, oh, suddenly he's just at our table and has a pamphlet to show me how to sell water filters.
Yeah.
I mean, I have 3 pamphlets in my purse right now. You just, like, walk around with them. That's part of it.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird. It's like carrying a business card.
It's not like carrying a business card, Penny.
No, because you're trying to involve everyone around you in your, like, little pyramid scheme. And
it's not a pyramid
not everyone
scheme.
Wants to be a part of it.
Well, I'm not trying to involve everyone. I'm just saying, like, if somebody I like wants to be a part of it, like, I want to give them the opportunity to. And I wasn't even the one that brought it up. He did. It's not like I was trying to sell you anything.
Yeah, but you were the one who was like, wow, you should totally do this. It's such easy money. You can keep your day job and make, I don't know, you had all these statistics that you were pulling out. It felt like date turned into you trying to make money off of me. You know what I mean?
I was just trying to be honest. Like, I wasn't trying to sell you. That's genuinely how I feel. You can make an extra $5,000 a month. Like,
whoa.
That's not a joke.
That's a lot.
Look, yeah. Penny, I want to believe you because otherwise I had a good time. But the coincidences were just one after the other, and it made it so strange.
Oh. Could there?
I feel like it was one coincidence that he showed up.
That he showed up and you do like a bad commercial, like running through a bit, is what made it feel weird, Penny. Like,
but it was,
all of the
it
things
just...
you said in those 15 minutes felt like I was watching some happy-go-lucky commercial on television.
I mean, I'm honestly, Christian, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was a coincidence, but it's like after we started talking, you actually seemed genuinely interested in potentially selling, which is why we kept going. Like, are you?
Are you still trying to sell me on this?
Right.
And no, I was never interested, not even then, and certainly not now. I just wanted to go out on a date with you.
I mean, that's all I wanted to, but if I think that you're interested, I mean, if you don't want to sell, obviously you don't have to. Like, I could just get you a good discount on one.
Oh, my gosh, Penny, what
are
you doing?
That's pretty sweet.
Penny.
Dude, you got to think about the fringe benefits, Christian.
I feel like the water filters have brainwashed you, Penny.
No, they didn't. They're good water filters.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like you guys haven't even tried. You would probably really like them, and you're on the radio. Like, I have a few. I could email you guys a couple advertising things if you wanted to.
No.
Penny,
for us to advertise?
Yeah. Everybody else might not be into it, and it's kind of illegal to do that, but I'm in. So
no.
Send that to the station.
No.
But let's
do
get
not,
back to the
Penny.
Second date here. Let's. We'll talk about our money-making opportunity behind the scenes.
Oh,
we need to talk about your date with Christian. Christian, would you like to go out on a second date with Penny? We will pay for it.
No. I don't want to go on a second date. I don't want to be scammed anymore. And I don't think you guys realize what's happening here on the radio because you're being scammed too.
Okay.
Jubal.
Jubal is allowed to be scammed. I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, whatever. You guys say that until I'm in Ibiza hanging out
with, that water
with Penny.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. With a boat named Filter.
Yeah.
Look, I know you guys are all joking and making fun of me, but I'm not kidding. Like, you could make enough money to buy a boat if you were good at selling it.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
You got that boat money.
I know, Penny. That's why I'm in. We're good.
Oh, gosh.
I think you're pulling my leg.
Yeah.
I would never do that to anybody. But Christian...
You don't ruin a good business opportunity when it knocks on your door.
Christian, are you sure you won't go on another date?
Absolutely not.
Even if she didn't bring up the water filter stuff, like, you liked her.
Yeah, all that aside.
I don't know if I can not bring it up. It's a part of my life.
Oh, all right. Wow. Well, I stand wrong.
Well, I'm sorry the second date didn't work out for you, Penny. And Christian, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, and you have fun struggling with those conventional water filters, you know, the ones that burst into flames when you try to use them.
Ooh, you're good already.
Yeah, see?
Can I privately send you the link to these? Because they're really good.
Send it along, Penny.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.